welcome to the Irish Mummy Podcast, where we get real about marriage, motherhood, business and success. The show where you get to know that you don't need to choose between motherhood and success. Welcome to the Irish Mummy. On today's episode, we are talking all about giving up alcohol, the fears and the freedom.
Lead out on this one, Rosie.
Leading out. Okay, so I gave up alcohol just over 5.5 years ago. Saoirse was about 6 months old. And it's kind of interesting because up to that point, I wasn't really a big drinker. Like I would only drink occasionally and I wouldn't drink that much. But the problem was I had so much association with alcohol that I had this fear about giving it up.
And you're Irish.
And I'm Irish. So culturally, it's like, it's a huge thing. And it's like it's a social thing. But it was really interesting because, and it's so weird actually.
It's definitely a cultural thing.
Yeah, but it's interesting. I went to feel like a bit upset coming up there. But so where I actually noticed I had the fear was I used to associate like having a glass of champagne with my mom or like with like family or friends when it come to like celebrating. And I had this fear that I wouldn't be able to celebrate or like in those moments.
Or that it would be diminished or something.
Yeah. And it was so weird. And because my mom had passed away, it was like, it was just so strange. Just like this like association. I didn't realize, you know, on the lead up to actually giving up alcohol, when you're thinking about it and toying around and you're kind of trying it out, I just couldn't believe how much emotion I had attached to my mom with champagne.
Belief system and stuff, you know.
Yeah, but I think it's even more like, you know, it's kind of like when you like sit down with a friend or like you have like these little things that like are like your comfort or your like, you can imagine, you know, babies with like bottles or like comfort blankets. I didn't realize that it was such a big comfort that I had this like surge of happiness when I would think about like having a glass of champagne. Hmm. Now with me, I'm kind of like this with food or things. If I like something, I eat fast and I drink fast. That was my only downfall, is that I like my glass always to be full. So when I would drink, maybe there were times the champagne wouldn't be the best one. You'd want just the one bottle. But anyway, I had this association with my mom, and I didn't realize how much emotionally that would play into a factor when giving it up. So that was one thing. And the other thing was I didn't realize that when you're going through any like personal growth or you go through like tough times, I didn't realize that I associated having a drink or having a glass of wine with like unwinding or
coping, sort of,
or coping. Yeah. And it was interesting because when I made the decision to give up alcohol in totality, I noticed that after I gave it up, when situations would arise where maybe I would have had a drink before, I was like, oh, I have to sit with this, like this feeling, like, what is this? And I noticed it a lot in our business, because as our business grew and grew and grew, and you have like different levels of stewardships and you're coming up against,
you know, family as well.
Yeah. You mean like, having kids?
Yeah, kids, yeah.
Yeah, so it's just like, as you're like growing as a person, I realized, wow, in this moment I would have had a drink, or in this moment, this is when I would have reached for a drink. And it was so interesting because I feel like I had accelerated growth because I couldn't turn to alcohol anymore. And
you couldn't use it as a crutch.
Yeah, and it wasn't even like I would...
You weren't like a...
No, but just in those instances where you're just like, oh, I can't handle this, I'd like a glass of wine, that no longer became an option. And I noticed that it was really uncomfortable having to sit with those things. But when I did, I moved through them quickly, and I wasn't sabotaging. You know what I mean? Like, it was like you're progressing quicker because you don't have this crutch to fall back on. So they were kind of two like really interesting things that I didn't expect. The other thing was that I suppose because we were always the full-time care of our children, there was no one there to mind the children if you had a hangover. And I never wanted to not be able to give 100% to my kids. So like, say, for example, if you come up against a hard day with your kids, you know, you can handle that kind of mommy guilt. But I couldn't handle the mommy guilt of having a bad day with my kids because I had a hangover. Mm. Like, I just, like, that was, I just couldn't handle that. But I remember the last time I had a drink of alcohol. And basically, I was with my sister, my sister-in-law, and we had a bottle of champagne. I remember we opened it and we had it between a bottle of Prosecco. We had it between the three of us. And I said, Adam, get another bottle. And Adam is like, Rosie, are you sure you want another bottle? Because, like, it's getting late. And I was like, Adam, just get another bottle of Prosecco. And Adam knew it was going to be my last night to have alcohol. So he went and he got the bottle of Prosecco. But it was really interesting because the following day, I remember I went shopping with my sister, and people call it the fear. And actually someone brought it up a few months ago, like, oh, I have the fear today. And I forgot what they were talking about.
It's like the anxiousness.
It's like the anxiousness you get the day after. And I remember having this like really uncomfortable feeling all day long. And I remember saying to myself, I'll never miss this feeling. I will never, ever, ever miss this feeling. And no matter how hard it is not to have a drink again, I will never miss this feeling. And as a mother, it was so interesting because making the decision was the hardest part, but then it was over. Like after that, the decision was over. And I never had to worry about having a hangover again, having the fear. I never had to worry about, like, you know, having a really great week in our business and then just rolling straight into the next week, like not having to worry about like a bad day because
you're hungover
or like, but like you think about it, when you're hungover, your confidence is low, you're anxious. And it was really interesting because I went on a real healing process afterwards where I was really trying to get my health into like the best possible shape I could. And I really started to reflect back on all the years, probably what I've done to my liver. And not that I was a big drinker, but when I just, in hindsight, was looking back, I'm like, my liver no longer has to cope with alcohol. And before this, it would have, you know, been dealing with alcohol here and there and always processing it. And it was just so interesting because now when I think about like trying to reach my peak physical health, I know now I couldn't have done it if I hadn't have given up alcohol, but yet that never occurred to me until I had given it up.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because like my kids now never see me obviously hungover. They never like witness that anxiousness. Now they do obviously witness me when I maybe get overwhelmed or that.
Yeah, but nothing like where alcohol has played a factor.
Yeah. And it's interesting because I think of all the, like, initially when you're going to give it up, you're afraid, like, you know, what if you're in a social setting? Will other people feel uncomfortable if you're not drinking? Or, you know, what happens if you're in a predicament? You just, you know, someone wants to offer you and you don't want to seem rude. And, you know, all these come into play.
Or explaining, like, so I gave up alcohol 2 months after you.
Yeah.
So it was March 2017. And I remember the night before I was going to give it up, like, I was like, I'm going to have a beer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And same for me, culturally, like alcohol plays a massive part of Australian culture, like barbecues and everything like it's a huge part of culture. And I remember tasting it. I'm like, man, I don't want this. And I went and poured it out. And it was, everyone who decides to give up alcohol makes the decision for different reasons. And there's no judgment in this.
Judgment to anyone who does. Yeah, it's a personal thing.
And the thing, and for me, like I still, like after years where I would wake up after having a dream of in the dream, like I'd had a beer or a bottle of wine or something like that. And then like, because we made promises to each other, like that we wouldn't, you know what I mean? Like, and then like the fear of being like, oh, I slipped up or something like that. And it was just, I think for me, it was like going back. I remember the hardest time was going back from my, for my brother, my stepbrother's funeral. And like, you know what I mean? Like my brothers and all the boys were having a couple of beers.
At your association.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But you know what the thing was? Like, I didn't feel at that time that I needed a beer to commemorate his life.
Yeah.
And I don't have any feelings either way of people that felt they needed to. It's just for me personally, at that stage, I was like where I would have had like alcohol in the past to deal with stuff. And it's so interesting what you said, like when you pull it back, you have to just confront whatever's going on. And there's lots of people that drink, not the berry stuff, just because they want to, or they like it, or they like the taste or whatever like that.
Well, yeah, the fun or the unwinding. The yeah,
exactly. I liked wine with food, like red wine with food was like my favorite. But the things that I thought it would be a lot harder to give up than it was.
Yeah. And actually it is, it's just making the decision. Once you make the decision, it's over, but it's making the decision. Like, you know, it's coming to the point where it's kind of like anything. What's the day? Is it going to happen? And then are you committed after that point? And I think when you pick the day and you commit after that, the freedom that comes, like,
and see, I find there's so much more safety knowing that, like, if I'm never going to say something just because I got drink in me,
yeah,
or
regretful conversation, I don't have
to worry about what I said. Like, I'm fully conscious of everything I've said.
And
or secondly, like, I never have to worry when I'm getting the car. Am I going to blow over if I get pulled over by the police? Are the kids going to be safe because I've got booze in me and I'm not? You know what I mean? Like, people still make mistakes regardless of alcohol. But I know now that that's never going to be a factor.
I think the other thing as well is the freedom that comes because everything becomes predictable. Like, say, for example, before with alcohol, I wouldn't know, was I going to have one drink, a couple of drinks? How is it going to feel the next day? So things are a little bit less predictable. But when you know that you're not going to drink, everything becomes more predictable because you can roll from one day into the next, knowing that whatever plans you have,
You can keep
and you can commit to more things and you kind of become more productive. And I suppose for me, I wanted to do all these things and achieve all these things. And knowing that I could guarantee my productivity levels was huge as well. But then the other thing was that I noticed that my intuition and, you know, that side of me developed more because I felt like I was really in tune with my body. Yep. So like, you know what I mean? You're eating better. You know, like, so when you're hungover, the types of food you choose change. But like my body kept feeling cleaner and cleaner. And I felt like, you know, if I was meditating or listening to audios or journaling, or if I was with people, I would just pick up on things quicker.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It was just like tuner. And I remember somebody said to me, it's like a radio. It's like, it's, you know, when it can be fuzzy or you can tune into a channel and it's really clear. And they said, I don't drink alcohol because I like to just be clear. Like, I like that channel to be clean and clear. And it's so interesting. At the time, I didn't really understand what they meant. But now I do, because I feel like I receive a lot more inspiration. Like, I can be playing with the kids or, you know, doing homeschooling or working on something. And then I'll get this like really amazing idea. And I feel like that happens more and more often, the more like my wellness is better, the more I'm exercising, like just the better my health is.
Yeah.
So it's so interesting that like the freedom that comes from the decision, but the fear to make the decision is probably different for us all. And like you said, like culturally, Australia and Ireland, they're like, apart from the UK, they're like
big drinking cultures.
Big drinking culture. So there's a big fear. And I guess there's fear both ends, is that you don't want people to think that if they drink, you're going to be judging them.
Or you're going to make situations socially awkward if
you're
drinking and they are.
And I think the key thing is as well, is like, if I'm with somebody and they offer me an alcoholic beverage, I'll just take a non-alcoholic beverage, I won't like stand there with like no drink where it's awkward.
Yeah, you're saying, no, I'd love a lemonade, or if there's a mocktail or something, you know.
Like a mocktail, exactly. So like if I were to go to a party, I would bring my own form of a drink that makes me feel social, and it's a drink that I would enjoy.
It's funny because I shifted to the de-alcoholized or non-alcoholic beer, and I just found it just gave me the burps, you know what I mean? And it just I did it for probably 6 months or maybe a year, and I was like, man, it's just making me burp and give me like indigestion.
And it was so funny because my mom had this little champagne glass and it had mom written on it. And any drink that I would have, if it was any type of celebration, I would pour it into that glass. And it was so interesting because the glass broke, like about, I don't know, like a year ago.
After it, yeah.
And it was weird. It was like that final crutch of my association with celebrations with my mom. And like, it was interesting because my mom passed away the day after her birthday, and we had a party for her, and we like toasted champagne, you know, literally as she was passing away. So like, even that, there was like that, just such a strong association.
Just the anchor. And I was thinking
the anchor, same. That's what it was for me.
I was thinking the same. Like I was thinking about like I've had some pretty memorable times where I have had a few drinks, you know what I mean? Or like, and it was funny how the older I got, the experiences were like having a great bottle of wine, where the
and
really
ours good, were at dinner,
having a really good dinner with an incredible bottle of wine, or having a scotch with one of my mates, you know what I mean? A whiskey or something. But then I've realized just the richness of the experiences I've had without alcohol far outweigh those that were with it.
And it's interesting because then you start to gravitate towards people.
Been over 5 years.
I know. But then it's funny because now like we spend a lot of time with people who don't drink alcohol. And it's so interesting because people don't drink it for different reasons. But if you think about it, if someone has made the decision not to drink alcohol and they want to be productive, then if you're rolling at high speed, then you're going to be drawn to people who are rolling at high speed. That it's the interesting thing is, if you go for a dinner with those people, alcohol doesn't even come into the conversation. And it's funny, you actually forget.
Plus the savings. But like, well, not spending on booze, you know what I mean?
But it's interesting because you don't even, like alcohol doesn't become a discussion. Like you don't think about it and you don't even realize you're missing it. It's only when you go back to old situations where you would have had it that the anchor or that was there.
And I found people became super accommodating. Like people that would have had drinks in my company or presence before, like shift, you know what I mean? And they just, they're like, oh, well, if they're not drinking, I'm not going to drink. You know what I mean? It just is what it is. And I think any change that you make in your life that's outside of maybe what other people are doing, if you've got conviction and you've got your reasons for doing it, it'll bring you that freedom that you're looking to seek.
You know what makes it kind of easier as well is that nowadays, because people are so prone to like gluten-free diets or dairy-free, or like, you know, that we have allergy testing, people are used to people having different things now that they say, no, or I can't. Whereas like years ago, no one even knew what gluten was. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but it's interesting because like even in Dublin, they had like, I can't remember what it's called, something to Bloody Mary, but they've had like a non-alcoholic bar in Dublin City.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because one thing that I've become really conscious of now is people who are alcoholics who can't have alcohol. And I think how much more difficult was it for them to basically, like, you know, they had to not be able to go to pubs, or if they did, they had to, you know, withhold from having alcohol, go to nightclubs. But like, how difficult it must have been for them to transition from living that life to trying to stay away from it. Like the empathy, you know what I mean? Like for me, it was a decision where it wasn't a huge impact on my life as it is for them.
Yeah.
But like now it's, I wonder, like, I don't know, I always feel like I'd love to be there for those type of people who maybe would just love that support of not having to explain themselves or to be somewhere. And it's interesting that it's culturally such a strong thing. We've such an anchor to it. Mm-hmm. And while there is so many pros that we perceive there to be, there are so many cons. And yet we totally overlook the cons because of the anchors we have or the associations
and the camaraderie
around it.
Camaraderie, yeah. And the
thank you for correcting me.
I apologize.
Because I didn't know how to pronounce
it. But the marketing by alcohol companies is insane. Like it's like you'll fit in, you're cool. It's like
the peer pressure.
Alcohol version of Coca-Cola, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
Watch any Coca-Cola.
Yeah, beautiful life.
It's like, you're going to be awesome. You're going to be one of these young, fit, healthy people jumping off this thing into the Pacific Ocean or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you drink a bottle of Coke. But the thing about it is that...
Didn't hear the devastation stories.
Yeah, but like that aside, one tip that helped me is... I had a strong reason for wanting to give up alcohol. You know what I mean? So if there's something that you're trying to shift and change, whether it's alcohol or cigarettes or anything, if you have an important reason for doing it, you'll find that the support will come in.
That's true.
You'll find that the understanding will come in. You'll find that the strength will come in.
What's that thing when you make a decision, the universe
conspires. To help you make that happen. And that was the same for Rosie. Like we had good intentions as to why we were doing what we were doing, and we were supported on the process, and we were given the strength to be able to overcome it. But it's funny how still, like, I would still associate, like, go to a party. But if I went to a barbecue in Australia, people are going to have beer. You know what I mean? Like it's just like, steaks and sausages and beers go together.
And I think...
Except for me. So I'll have a Bundaberg ginger beer, no alcohol.
Well, it's funny because now it's interesting. I feel like as well, because I gave up alcohol, I kind of felt more courageous to have more children because I feel like I can be even more fully devoted to them.
And plus your body will be fortified to be able to do so.
Yeah, yeah. But then it's like when you give so much of yourself to your children, there is less places.
You know what was harder for the hardest thing that I've given up in the last 6 years? Sugar. Over this last 12 weeks, my golly. Like I could give up booze 1,000 times.
But the sugar.
My gosh. It was heartbreaking. But I feel like I'm through it. Well, I am through it. Like it's been 12 weeks of like really minimal or no sugar.
And it's funny because we've both been on the same kind of a
nutrition plan.
And again, the freedom that comes when you commit to something and you give it up and you commit to giving it up. The decision was the hardest part.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, you've already made the decision. But it's the, you know, like the putting your foot in and out where you're in and out and you're half mm-hmm. decided. That's the messy part. Because the other part about that is when someone thinks you're half in, half out, it's very easy for them to tempt you, like, go on, have some sugar, have some cake.
You're not really going to see that through.
Yeah, have a drink. But like once someone sees that you're 100% committed, they actually respect you and then they try to help you.
Yeah.
As opposed to try to bring you back to where you are. So anyway, I just felt like this would be a really good topic because... You know, there could be somebody who's on the fence and you're like, you know what, I'd love to, but I just wouldn't be able to do it. But yet your goals may be worth it. You know what I mean?
And it's not just in relation to alcohol.
It could be anything.
Cigarettes, whatever.
It's making the decision and the freedom that comes from making that decision.
And then support rolls in.
Yeah. And exactly what Adam said, the universe conspires to make it happen. So. I really hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope it helps you in some small way, if any way, or a big way. If you haven't got already, my Journal to Joy 90-Day Goals, Gratitude and Affirmation Journal is out now. And you can get it at www.theirishmummy.com. Whatever your goals are, this could be the thing that helps change your life.